They do that deliberately. It's called debt trap diplomacy. And here's why it bothers me and why I'm concerned. And I'll give you what could be maybe the worst case scenario when you look at, for example, our protein sector. We already see that there's, you know, significant market share that is in the hands of the Chinese. JBS, for example, is a Brazilian company. It's an international global company, but it's Brazilian owned. Well, if they engage in debt trap diplomacy elsewhere in the region, stands to reason they'll engage in that practice in Brazil. Now, Brazil is part of the BRICS compact, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And so they already have that sort of alignment with China. If for some reason they become beholden to the Chinese and they are highly leveraged, and that could happen, there is the real possibility that a JBS could become part of or a wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party. And that would really be bad for the U.S. in terms of market share, total market share in the protein sector. It would be predominantly Chinese. That's one example. That may be an extreme example. Could it happen? Maybe. We'll see. Brazil is a little, it's certainly a stronger economy than what you might see in, say, Costa Rica. However, that leverage potential still exists. And so, that's something that I watch and think about a lot is not just leveraging the smaller countries for strategic purposes, for example, trying to gain a foothold in our hemisphere with regard to a port. But I'm thinking about, the possibility for them to leverage control of a significant player in an industry like agriculture, and that's an example.